I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Studio. First of all, big shout out to everybody out there that watched the episode last week. Great amount of people have been watching. Don't forget, Al Fresco is coming out not next week, but the following week. I think we'll be going live that week just to go, you know, go check it out and give you more or less an idea of what it looks like out there, because they did invite us to go out there and go live on the Chewing Podcast. So I'll probably head out there that day just for about an hour before everything gets chaotic, because it gets full really quick. But other than that, guys, welcome back to another edition of Chewing Podcast, episode 212, I believe, or 213? 212? 213. One of those. If it's 13, it's a perfect episode for 213. So I'll tell you that right now. But today, with us are two special guests and one entity that, for some reason, had to tell you along. So it's going to be an interesting one. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Oh my gosh, big shout out to Rennie and Ray, man, coming up on the podcast. What's going on, guys? Oh my god. And Mr. Slimer, any words? Nah, he's just
he's chilling
with us today. But yeah, man, good to have you guys come in, drop by. It was a kind of a, I guess, like a coincidence. Ray had passed by, was in my shop, well, not my shop, but where I work, my business place of work, and he walked on in, and my buddy Chris, who works there with me, shout out to Chris Tamez, man, shout out to big Chris out there, he happened to tell me, hey, man, this guy was with the RGB Ghostbusters. I go, what? Yeah. Well, I know one of the guys that's part of that, but I mean, I've kind of invited him once, but I mean, he didn't really take it that seriously, but like, all right, whatever.
That's what it is. Normally keep him on probation.
Good call. That's a very good call. But I threw the invitation out to Ray. Ray was like, hell yeah, we'll do a podcast with you, man. That's not the plan. So I'm just glad you guys had a chance to come out here, man, and talk to us a little bit, man. So let's start from the very beginning. We want to get to know who the guys behind the ghost, but the whole uniform, the whole nine. So we can start off with, I guess we want to start with Ray first. Ray, tell a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and where you're from, bro.
From Mexico. Well, and so
yeah,
I lived here my whole life,
30
years.
30. Not saying how old you are there, but it's okay. It's all right. But, they're just numbers, buddy. You get better.
But yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, I'm a lifelong resident here in
Westaco,
and I
enjoy
it. I'm a teacher here
in
Westaco as well.
Really? Nice. Big shout out, man. There it goes. Teaching the youngins about the ghostbusting thing. That's all good, bro. It is a ghostbusting class, right?
Yes, yeah, of course. Parapsychology 101.
So growing up here, you grew up here in Westaco. You're a Panther, or you're a, are you a?
Well, back in our day, it was only the
There you go. All right, big shout out. Let's go back there. All right, all right. We'll give you a pass on that one. So, and then something, listen, Mr. Rennie here, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you were from and where you grew up.
Well, I was born in Michigan, but as soon as I was born, we moved down here. So I've been here in school all my life.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know. Known Ray since, eighth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys grew up together. That's awesome, man. Yeah.
Lots of Stranger Things stuff.
I got a sense of Stranger Things now, bro.
And yeah, I mean, just been here in Westville. I love the town. It's great.
Yeah. So through the years growing up, I mean, did you all get infatuated with the Ghostbusters thing growing up as kids?
Well, I mean, we're like, you know, turn of the 80s. So Back right. to the Future, Ghostbusters, all them classics, E.T., mm-hmm. I mean, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So what was the, whose idea? I mean, well, first of all, how many are there in your group? Because I've seen the photo. I think I have a photo here. Let me see. Give me one second.
On any given day, on a good day, we're about three or four. But if you really get us all together, we're about maybe 14, 15.
Well, this, I got this picture on there. A big shout out to the gang.
Yeah, we have some
missing. Yeah, I see that. And this is, I believe, at the movie theater for the new movie that I was with Froze.
Yes, that was for the premiere of Frozen Empire.
Yeah. And then also, you not only do that, but you also have areas where y'all do, y'all promote your stuff.
Yeah, community outreach, just reaching out and, you know, doing something positive for the kids.
That's awesome.
It just really started, I don't know, what year did it start, right?
2009,
I think, or 2008, we bought, cheap Halloween costumes, like when Spirit was first.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Spirit.
And I really didn't like the fact that it was an inflated proton pack. So I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll do that. But I'm not going to be carrying around an inflatable wand.
Right.
So we went to the hardware store and bought little odds and ends electrical boxes and stuff. And we made some decent looking wands, and they had little flashing LED lights. And
right.
And then next year I was like, damn it, Ray, I don't really like this. Like we got to go big. Like let's make actual proton packs.
Oh, wow.
And so we made the proton packs. And as I was doing more and more research, I started realizing that there's actually, like, the Trekkies and stuff. Like, there's fandoms all around the actual world.
Yes.
But what the Ghostbusters do is they actually do a lot of community service. And they do fundraising for charities.
That's awesome. Such.
So we started looking into that and trying to help out and which ways that we could.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just started growing from there, and we would, you know, we'd go to the conventions and meet people, and they would invite us over, you know, it's just to have us there and take pictures and such. And then we've just been taking off from there. And then one day, I see that Sony's out, like reaching out to these organizations, and they're saying, hey, let us know if you're doing this. So we reached out to Sony, and we became an official franchise with
Awesome.
So Sony actually has what they call a division called Ghost Corps. And if you see the newer movies, you'll see the little Ghost Corps logo. Yeah. So we're part of that franchise.
Wow, dude, that's awesome.
And so during these movies, they've been sending us posters and, you know, promotional stuff. They even invite us to the red carpet for the 2016 Ghostbusters, the one with Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
Don't say Jenny McCarthy.
No.
I would have been there.
This ain't no Ghostbusters. What's up, Brian? Brian, say that. Shout out to Brian from the
What's Up Guys
Average Boy Podcast.
Man. Hey, man.
But yeah, dude. So the community service you guys do. I mean, is it like for a toy for? I mean, like toy
anything,
for dogs.
That, anybody that wants to reach out to us, mm-hmm. we do. We're not really tied to anything.
Mm-hmm.
This month is Children's Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
So there's a local organization called the Superanian Friends,
mm-hmm.
and it's really neat. They go and they visit the children's hospitals and the kids that are not just battling cancer, but any other life-threatening illnesses.
Wow.
And what they do is once a month, they actually go to the hospitals and visit the children,
mm-hmm.
give them gifts, and some of the cosplayers go.
Right.
Just brighten up their days. We had the privilege of going a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was really heartwarming to see their faces. And
yeah, and I would think, you know, seeing – I mean, those of us growing in the 80s, we grew up in the 80s watching the Ghostbusters, you know, the actual movie, the cartoons growing up, you know, that was, it was fun to watch every Saturday morning or going to the theaters and go watching it, period, you know. But for the young ones, you know, they're just coming on to it. They see you guys. I mean, the expressions, what, I mean, what do they tell you guys when you walk in?
I mean, they're just so amazed. And
Winston
and then we got the Beefy Boy Bros also. Who you gonna call? Us. Yeah. So, I mean, these kids get all excited. But, yeah, but right, the more the parents, I'm pretty sure you get approached more of the adults than you do the kids. I mean, do they start, you know, do they test you in your knowledge when they meet you guys?
They will sometimes. They'll quote lines and then what this the following line and everything say. And,
right.
And then they'll say, oh, he has, like, all the toys and this. Like, he just started, he watched it one day and he loves it. And, like,
right.
Somebody's, these children, they love it on their own. It's not the parents really like pushing them. They're like, oh, okay, all right, of course.
We'll probably see a big boost once Netflix releases the animation series.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, I know there's an animation Ghostbusters series coming up. Beauty Boy Bros are saying here right here, is why did you guys paint poor Blade? That's not true, bro. That's not true. It looks like, well, maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it is. And also,
hot take, Ghostbusters 2 is better than 1.
Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. Here come the questions, guys. Here come the questions. Go ahead. You're gonna say something? Come on, spill it out. Spill it out, man. Spill it out.
It 1 is a tad better than 2.
I mean, don't you? I mean, personally,
can't be the original.
The original one that came out. I mean, you get, that's the, I guess you could say that's the hook of all before any other sequel.
It's Mr. Stay Puft, dude. That's just the top.
But I know some people. You know, Vigo the Carpathian also became a big main, mainstream thing too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, go, like I said, some of these people that come, they test you and ask you all these questions. I mean, even the vehicles, which guys, for those of you guys that are subscribed to our TikTok, we'll have actual additional video of pictures of stuff what they brought in. And on top of that, the trucks outside are amazing. So if you're subscribed to our TikTok, it's only 99 cents a month.
Only $9.99.
But wait, there's more. No, but 99 cents, go on there. We'll have the additional video so you can check that out. But it's, like I said before, I mean, it's through the years watching Ghostbusters and having all these people that come and, you know, your vehicles, man. I saw the vehicles outside.
Well, we wish we could have the original, but, you know.
But you know, there's a good story. I know Ray was telling me that there was an interesting story on your Sunvisor. On an angle. Go ahead, tell us the story, man. I'll let you have to take the floor. Tell the story. You're telling me outside.
So back in 2016, Ernie Hudson was in Laredo.
Ooh.
And we drove my truck over there. My truck, Expo 78. And we got his autograph. And we told him, like, hey, well, we have a Ghostbusters truck. Would you mind taking a picture with it? And he was like, yeah, I can do it after my... I think first he did a Q&A. He's like, after my Q&A, before I go to my photo shoot, I'll go over there.
Which we got to escort him in. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Anyway, and then so he went out, and it was funny because he told the staff, like, he was already going to go to the thing, and then we approached him and told him, hey, where are you going to? Oh, yeah. You know what? He told his staff, I told these guys I'm going to go to their truck. So just tell the photo people, I'll be back. I was like, wow. So then he went out there. Yeah, got inside the truck and just pulled the visor down and started signing it.
Wow.
And I have video of all that. I was like,
wow. That's pretty freaking cool, man. Yeah. I have Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson's a real classic.
Yeah,
man.
Really down to
earth. Winston. Bill Winston, man. Yeah. But I mean, when he came down, I think it was during HorrorCon to the RGB where it was down the first time. One of the first, almost the first ones that came down for that con. And I was lucky enough to meet him also, shook his hand, and, you know, Tom's a big fan also, man. But it's crazy, you know, so many, how many years already? Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters have been out for
40 years. 40 years.
40 years, man. 40 years, Jesus Christ. Well, the,
I still love it.
It's one of the coolest movies ever. I mean,
the cartoons all the way to the
movie. Even to anybody that watches the movie, they automatically get into the paranormal stuff, you know, and going into that stuff. And I asked Ray, hey, man, by any chance, have you or have you not actually gone on a ghost investigation?
Wait a minute.
Time out. Hold on. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I love it. I love it. I honestly thought you guys were a ghost investigation. That would have just made my day.
Everything, dude.
Goodbye.
Side. Revenant Watch, goodbye. Hello, Ghostbusters.
I'm Revenant Watch, bro.
We have some people that in the group that do that.
Awesome.
Yes, we do. I can't say I don't believe.
Okay.
But I'd rather not mess with anything. You know, because I heard that sometimes they follow you home.
Well, they can. So, there's certain rules. So, you know,
yeah. But I would be the one to break the stupid rule. You know, don't touch that.
I think I bought something home.
Yeah, we've been getting quite a bit of stuff at home.
I heard this place is haunted.
Yes, it is. We will talk about that off air. Because I know people are like, really? Is it really haunted?
Let's go check it out, Donald.
But yeah, we've had a couple of acquaintances here. We'll show you the pictures. We got pictures of that, so you can check that out. But so as far as you guys, I mean, have you ever been on an actual investigation?
Like I said, I'd rather not mess with that stuff.
Ray? Come on, Ray.
I mean, I was as a Ghostbuster, but I was part of a group, and we did a couple of investigations.
Debunking everything as you go.
Yeah. Like, science knowledge. I'm like.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that was just the air duct. I mean, I always had
dismissing pretty much everything that's.
Most of my comments to myself because right. I didn't want to be that guy.
But, yeah. Right. Where I used to live, I could say. You know, it was funny because I would record my daughter a lot when she was a baby. I have three, but right. Like my first one. And I would see a lot of, I guess we call them orbs.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And it wasn't dust because dust, I mean, you can just kind of see it go down, right? Yeah. And these things would just be spinning around her and just going around. I have videos of it, like I actually have a.
Really?
But I chose to ignore it. And a couple of times I could have sworn that I saw something from the corner of my eye.
It's always that, right? Always is something like a quick glance. Yeah, I got what you're saying.
So yeah, and I mean I'll tell you some other stories off air, but that I've seen that's why I said like I'm a little skeptical, but then I've seen stuff and so then I'm just like
right. So I got you. So let's go back to the whole group coming together as your RGB Ghostbusters,
yeah.
Man.
So go up. Yeah, we like I said, we first started off just as a Halloween, right?
Right.
And then as we started seeing that, you know, there was a lot of people in different franchises throughout the world, actually.
Right.
And then we just took from there. We started. It was just me and him and another guy, and then the people would stop by and, oh, what's it take to be a Ghostbuster? Yep. You know, what can we do? And
I mean, hey, man. Hey, bro. You're copyrighted here, man.
My bad.
Slimer, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, Chew?
My bad.
So then, you know, I mean, what does it take and such? And it's like, well, I mean, just time. And I mean, it would be nice to have a flight suit. I mean,
right.
Just so you can fit in with the group. But everybody starts off small. I mean, nobody needs to go out and buy a $2,000 proton pack.
Right.
I mean, it's.
I like that.
They're pricey to make. You know, recently Hasbro released some and Spirits released some now on the lower end. I mean, we didn't have that back then when
like,
we started.
Like that?
Yeah, no.
Really? Well, that's something like that.
Yeah, what you have over there is amazing.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's amazing, bro.
Well, Hasbro released one last year or 2 years ago for about $500.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty comparable to that. I mean, the whole sound and everything, but They had to be special ordered.
Right. And you got a question there. Green Ghost, that's badass, man. I like that piece. Was this actually a bought one or was this made by you guys?
This one? Nah, he comes from, I don't know if you want to endorse anything, but one of those online stores. Halloween costumes, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have him. He's 300. And then they have a big foam one. He looks more, I think, movie style.
Oh, okay.
And he's 500. But he's foam, and I was like, in the valley, I don't know how.
No, foam doesn't do very well down here. No.
So he'll get that dry rot and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was he's solid blasted.
There you go. Yeah. That's awesome, bro. And so, I mean, bringing that bad boy everywhere you guys do, you
just got him.
Yeah. Oh, just got him.
This is his first premiere with us.
There you go. Two and new first right there. We got the premiere of Mr. Slammer himself. Yeah. Guys, you see this guy coming up anywhere, posted anywhere, you know, you saw him here first, right? Oh, yeah, I saw that thing on Twitter. But that's awesome, man. That piece is amazing, actually.
Thanks,
man.
I mean, I had 3D printed one a little bit on the. He was a little smaller, probably about half the size.
I think I've seen that when you have him actually on a bunch of rods, like hanging by itself.
Oh, that's the. He's got a plush one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a plush one.
Oh. It's like exploding over me.
Yeah. Ah, all right.
That was the hard plastic one that we just put on the table.
This one actually moves at night.
Well, this one actually moves with arms. That's...
Oh, really?
But if he put his arms, he wouldn't have fit, so that's why he doesn't have his arms.
That's all good, man. That's all good. They'll grow back. He's falling apart just like you. So.
Wow. But yeah, so
I took a shot at him.
We grew that way. I mean, just more and more people started coming and joining us. And
awesome.
What we range. When we first started, we didn't want to just be the Westboro Ghostbusters.
Right.
I don't know. I thought more like Venkman about the whole franchise rights alone.
There you go.
So I was like, let's just take the whole valley. It's RGD Ghostbusters. Right. Because there's a lot of our group. There's one or two here. We've got one in San Benito, one in Rio Hondo.
So you gotta spread out.
Yeah. Now the only ones that we don't cover is Laredo. But there's a group over there in Laredo.
Awesome.
And then we have people in McAllen. So we're spread out. And we try to go in Harlingen also. So we try to reach to cover. If there's events, we try to go.
Right. Now, when it comes to you guys, there's so many of you here. Well, there is a group of you guys, some groups of you guys here in the U.S. or around the world. Mm-hmm. Are there actual, I don't know, this is a real actual question. Are there conventions where you go, where you can meet everybody? I mean, do they have like one Ghostbuster convention?
Well, I mean, they don't have it very often, but in 2019, they... Before that database was Ghost Core, and they were registered, they reached out to all the franchises around,
mm-hmm.
and you know they were like inviting us because they wanted to have as many Ghostbuster groups over there
to count. To the Sony Studio Production One.
Wow. Yeah.
So, well, nobody else went with me. I went by myself. And
but alone.
Yeah, and but I got to meet Ernie Hudson again, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That he was the one I really wanted to meet because he doesn't really do conventions.
No, he doesn't.
He does his boxing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To find him in conventions is very rare.
Right.
The one who played Walter Peck, he was there.
Okay.
And Ivan Reitman, so I get to meet him before he passed away.
Oh, wow, dude, that's awesome.
And then Jason Reitman was there.
Yeah.
And I remember, he's more cool too. And I remember telling him, hey, thanks for making Ghostbusters 3. He's like, it's not
going
to be Ghostbusters 3. I was like, oh. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
And then they even had some of the voice actors from the cartoon
were
there. The one
who
played Egon. And the one who played Peter.
Yes.
And
yeah.
He was there. And then he had some actors had little roles. Like the one that kept getting shot.
Okay, yeah.
He was there. Gozer was there. The girl, she was there. The lady. The girl too that was with Peter when he was
shocked. Oh, with the what's
the blonde girl?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
that.
She was there, and I think there was one more guy there. The one that Peter said, "Who's the stick?"
Oh, yeah.
He was there. So
I got
was
you.
Like, oh yeah, there you go. So
that's awesome.
Pretty cool. I got to meet people from all over Italy. I know the Italy Ghostbusters were there, the Arizona Ghostbusters were there.
Wow.
Yeah, these guys are all cool. They all had their Ecto and then the different vehicles. And the first thing he asked, how many are you? I was like, well, just one. He's like, did you bring your truck? I'm like, no. You know how much gas it would cost? It would have broken down so hard.
That's a V8, bro. And gas is not cheap.
Exactly. SUVs, right. You know, little cars, smart cars, and a couple of motorcycles. I'm just like, wow, this is amazing.
So, I mean, you guys being in your element there, being on that in particular, event, that's crazy. It's nuts. I think I would take it like a dream come true. I mean, if you're like a hardcore fan.
You're a fanboy out there.
Yeah.
I know. So, and this is the next question I really want to ask. Knowing that there's four members, well, there's more now, but four members in the actual original Ghostbusters, do you all section yourself off like, okay, I'm this person or I'm this
character. That's how we kind of started. Yes. He was a Stance, and only because at the time he was the one with the cash flow, so we just, he was, you know, on his 20th mortgage. So, you know, he's the one with the vehicle. I would have to take loans from him to build my stuff. And so, I mean, he was, and I was more of the slacker, so I was kind of like slacker, but still on top of things. So they kind of went with the Bankman vibe.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so Bill Murray, right?
even though I also was kind of Egon, because I was the one building all the packs.
Oh, okay.
I was doing all the
electric. Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, that's basically it. And he's always been the heart of the team here too.
Awesome.
So he was awesome. Definitely Ray.
You weren't about fighting, Ray.
Yeah, Ray. You stay Ray. Oh. Yeah. But stay Ray. Stay Ray. I got you. I got another one here. RGB Ghost was out here looking good. What's good, guys? What's going on, man?
Hey, cool.
There you go. There you go. There you go. You should be here, bro. You should be here. Shake your head. Just shake your head. Go like this. Shame on you. Shame on you. Oh, my gosh. You clean out the Ecto when they get mad. That's awesome, bro. So the charities y'all do, like I said, the events y'all do for that. Y'all do Christmas like toy events also. Like y'all,
we're trying to be out there more now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while, and it's been tough to, you know, COVID really put us back. And
yeah.
So much, but little by little, we're really trying to get out there and do more things. So we're hoping that we can be a lot more involved this year. Yeah.
Parties? Do people call you guys?
Yeah.
Enter
party? I mean, yeah. I know in the summer we had like. One party in the early afternoon, another party in the afternoon, in the late evening. So
wow,
it was
and we the parties we do charge, but all the money that we get is always just thrown back. I mean,
okay.
this what we do is all out of pocket, man. Like everything,
you.
Like we pay, but like with the money that we build, we put it off to the side, and like we're out for the next charity. This is what it'll use
right.
Or to cover repairs, but I mean, we rarely ever use that money for that. We always try to use some art.
So this year you're going to try to do a actual toy drive for that, or?
If anybody reaches out to us,
yeah.
I mean, we're always willing to do whatever anybody reaches out to us. Like, you know, we're here, call us, we'll do it.
Right. Huh. Interesting.
Interesting.
Because we have something cooking in the element at the moment. We still was trying to cross the... T's and dot the I's, but we might be doing something that for a local orphanage.
Hey,
so
that's great.
We have tried to get you out here. Anything comes up, hey, you guys want to swing by just to help out. I mean, that'd be a great addition to the cause. But yeah, man. So how many years you've done this since 2019, you say?
2009.
2009. Yeah. Oh, crap. Dang. Yeah. Dang. So the suits and everything, who's that? I mean, I'm pretty sure you're saying it was with the Halloween, but did you all go legit with the suits, or are these still the Halloween suits?
No, the Halloween ones are like mustard colored. I don't even fit in that one. I had to upgrade these a couple of times. They shrink.
That's what's wrong. They shrink. I ain't dropping a pin or anything on the ground. I'm here for photos. Let's go.
You know, funny thing about that, right? So when people call us, you know, like, go to parties, and we're like, well, we're not clowns, you know. We go, you know, we're the Ghostbusters. I take pictures. We got props. If you want to take pictures,
right.
We don't dance.
Yeah, and that's what I'm, you know, going to parties.
You know, take pictures next to the Ecto.
Do the Ghostbuster dance.
No.
It's funny you mentioned that, but there actually is a dance routine for the song.
I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna do that. Like, I'm just watching, but it was
Wow.
That's routine.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should put up, I mean, you should try something similar to it, just a side to side thing. Just that's all we got. That's all we got. That's all we got, guys. That's all you're gonna get. That's crazy. So when you guys get embedded, also, I mean, I know about a couple of years back, y'all were actually at the Comic Con, or was it a Comic Con that you guys were at?
Well, we normally do the cons. Ramsey's always been a great supporter of us.
Shout out to Ramsey, man.
And he's the one who, you know, has always opened his doors to us. He invited us to Comic Con for HorrorCon, the first one.
Yeah.
So we've always, he's always been a very big supporter of us. He's helped us out a lot, and always, I mean, he's just always been great for us.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. And then coming to the equipment itself, I mean, we're looking at the proton pack from here. I know you have also, what is it? Yeah, that little bad boy right there. You can show that one. We'll show that one off for right now. But now you got that little bad boy too. This is awesome. Look at that. Oh my gosh, dude, that is awesome.
We got the traps too. I didn't bring mine, by the way.
No, that's cool. Don't worry. Don't freak out the whatever we have in here, bro. They brought the legit people. I heard these are gonna piss her off, dude.
Yeah, piss her off.
You see that microphone over there? Yeah. Broken. Damn it. Oh man, Sean Logan on the podcast. What's going on, Sean? Big shout out to Sean Logan. What I like to call the Morgan Freeman of the RGB.
That's Morgan Freeman.
That's Morgan Freeman right there. That's Morgan Freeman right there. Yes, sir. That should be. He should be
right there. That is how it became a Vampire 6 Ghostbusters.
That's right. And that's how it happened, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, man, that's awesome. I'm glad, like I said, dude, as far as like being, I don't know if it's rude to say like a gimmick, because he was a gimmick or what you guys are doing as far as the community service. Also, not only you're having fun with it, but you're also helping out.
Yeah, and that's part of the agreement that we have with Ghostcore, mm-hmm. is that we're free to use the logos and such.
That's awesome. As
we're providing community service, right. And providing positive light into society.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. That's freaking awesome, man. That's great to know. I mean, for something like this, I mean, I'm pretty sure later on down the line, there's probably going to be more. They're going to say, you know what, let's do our own thing too and stuff like that. But that's the beautiful thing about it. It creates a group of people to not only just like do what they want to do, but also share it with their own community, you know, and get more people involved. And, instead of doing those non-bit things they want to do, or their crazy life, but something good for them, for their inner soul, and not good for the community. So that's awesome, bro. But we'll come back right with you guys in a minute. We got to shout out to our sponsors, man. We got bills to pay. We got bills to pay, guys. Big shout out, man. Yeah, I don't do it. They'll turn off my light right now. Big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. These guys, you're looking for an original plumber. You're looking for a licensed plumber. Give these guys a call. Call Juan at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. These guys do residential plumbing. New construction, give these guys a call, man. They are licensed. They know what they're doing, man. Great guys. For some reason, they don't answer you. They will get back to you if you leave a text or a voicemail. Just give them a call and they'll hit you back. Remember, your crap is their bread and butter. big shout out to Lalito in Edinburgh, Texas, man.
Hello.
They got 521 South Closer Boulevard, Unit B, Edinburgh, Texas, 78539. You can reach them at 956-215-6254. It's Press Start Gaming. Buy, sell, trade. Cash money for your video games and consoles and toys, man. I mean, this is a great spot, guys. It's a place to be, man. He does real great stuff. I know there's a big announcement coming up in a couple of days. There's a con that he's going to actually be kind of going to, but not only that, I'm not sure he's going to be offering autograph sessions also. As far as you want something signed, hit him up. Maybe he can do something for you guys. I don't know what the charge is or anything like that, but you want to get with him. But we got invited to go to Corpus Christi October 4th, and we're probably going to be interviewing the full cast of Jujutsu Kaisen. So stay tuned with us. That's going to be for sure live. It's going to have to go live. So hopefully that happens ASAP for us. But big shout out to our great sponsor, Lalo, man. We appreciate everything you do. Big shout out to, you know who these guys are.
Oh, yeah.
Place to go to.
Bull Creamery, located at 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westco, Texas, 956-998-2541. I know the RGB Ghost Brothers were in the facility there.
Yes.
During the opening for the...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I talked to her, the owner, and we're supposed to be doing something this month.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah.
Right here first, man.
We're going to do a little fundraiser for Super Rainy and Friends.
Awesome.
That's and great. Just, you know, and hopefully, you know, just hang out there. It's a great place.
Yeah, great ice cream and all of that. Not only that.
Staff is great. It's
Perfect staffing. Vinny's a great person, man. And not only that, guys, if you like infused liquor ice cream.
I'm going to go after this.
Please stop. No. Yeah. And now that's fun for the kids also. They also give non-buzz the ice cream also for the kids. It's a great treat, man.
It's
great.
Fun for all.
It's a family one. It's fun for all. Fun for all and free for all. So if you get a chance, let Vinny know that you saw us here at Chewdoo Podcast. You saw the emblem and you heard it from the Ghostbusters themselves. They'll hopefully be getting out there soon enough to do another event. So stay tuned and tune with us because we'll eventually promote that. Also, a big shout out to Anotis Constructions. Guys, you're looking to do renovations, new constructions for commercial, residential. These guys are the guys, great craftsmanship of what they do. Give them a call at 956-363-7195. These guys are great, highly recommended by a lot of people, man. They've done actual commercial places in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas. They're down here in the Valley doing a bunch of new houses. I have yet to hear anything bad about these guys. These are guys are great professionals. Give them a call. Let them know Chewy News sent you. And last but not least, the Rabbit Hole.
A Rabbit Hole.
Located in Palmview, Texas, north of Lahoma Road. Guys, these guys are closing soon. I'm not sure if they're going to be open to the month of November or December. Rabbit Hole has your liquor. They have your smoke, your tattoo machines. And Ray, don't get excited. adult novelties also. So you might want to hit them up. Give a call, 956-599-0103. Catch everything fast because I know it's going to be a hot sale and you want to go out there and get your necessities. Give her a call right away. Give you a location so you can meet her out there and she can help you with your shopping. Big shout out to all our sponsors, man. Great. Keeping the light on for a week. Oh, we got Peacock here, buddy. Your buddy Peacock. Shout out to Quiz Black for sharing the live. Hey, shout out to the live. Yeah, man. So we got through the whole Ghostbuster thing. We're going to get down, dirty, and personal. And I was joking. Like, well, I'm out. No, man. Growing up, like we said, I mean, watching Ghostbusters and all that good stuff, you know, you got your careers, you're doing this is something you do on the side. Growing up, not going to take away Ghostbusters away from you guys, but other than that, I mean, what other stuff did you worry to when you were kids? Were you still into the paranormal thing or any other cartoons you were really into when you were a kid?
I mean, for me, it was obviously Ghostbusters.
Right.
Ninja Turtles.
I was waiting for that. Oh my gosh,
G.I. Joe.
Oh my god, G.I. Joe, man. I haven't read that in a while.
That's true. That's all I gotta say. That's true.
Yeah, G.I. Joe was a kick-ass cartoon. Yeah. I mean, we can never get Cobra Commander, but it was a kick-ass cartoon. I loved it, man.
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget
was another great one, too. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, going to G.I. Joe, man, and then they said G.I. Joe, because I didn't even touch the subject of G.I. Joe. Bro, what was your opinion on these live G.I. Joe movies, man? I mean, because I want to tell you right now, I did not like them.
I did not like them.
The first one was awesome, dude. Yeah.
I mean, I can get away with the Snake Eyes one. That one was pretty cool, but I just couldn't get into them.
The Snake Eyes scenes were legit, period. I love Shadowstorm and Snake Eyes.
Like, oh, of course, man. I got them right there, and Pop's right next to you there. They're right there next to you. But, yeah, those are my favorite characters. But what was your idea of that? I mean, if you can give a question to that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a picky person. I mean, I think the only franchise that ever really bothered me.
Here we go.
That was made into a movie was probably Resident Evil.
Oh my gosh! You hit me right in the nose, bro.
I mean, because I was one of the first ones that bought a PlayStation. And,
Same here.
And I had a group of friends that, you know, all gathered around to play Resident Evil the first time.
Yes.
I mean, the acting was bad.
The first Resident Evil. Yes. The first one was bad.
But
yes,
it was something totally new.
Yes.
Know? And it was great. And then when they were to make a movie, and I was like, is this like,
yeah, you know, I hear you.
So I think that's probably the only time I've ever been disappointed.
Please tell me I'm not the only one that the very beginning of Resident Evil 1, where they're getting chased to the field, and then that dog, that Doberman pitcher, whatever the hell that thing is chasing them, and one's getting eaten, and you see, I think, is it Jill, the one that yells out for Chris? Or
yes.
He goes, oh, Chris! Oh!
Yes.
Oh! Like,
this is a little cheesy.
Am I watching? Am I playing a game?
Start somewhere, dude.
Am I playing a game or am I watching an adult film? What's going on here, man?
It was bad.
It was bad.
I mean, it was bad. Like, the one part that always stick with me was like, Chris was our old art friend, you know? And I was like, what? Is the guy just reading off the lines? Like, not even putting any effort into it.
Yeah, man. I mean, those games, that game, Resident Evil was like one of my favorite games
growing up. But a lot of those CD I jumped on the board with all the like the Sega CD stuff when it first came out. And, I mean, all the acting
was bad.
Yeah,
it's horrible. Through the years of gaming, I'm pretty sure you were into gaming. What gaming was one that just knocked out of the park for you? You cannot say Ghostbusters, dude. Right? Where are you establishing that?
No, actually, the Ghostbusters games weren't that great.
No, they weren't.
Recently, but
yeah.
I have yet to play the. There's one on Xbox, I believe.
That one's okay. It's fun. I think probably the best one that they did that was gonna be our Ghostbusters 3 because there was no other movies at the time.
Right.
It was the one that they made for the Xbox 360. What was it called?
What was the one that Atari made?
Ghostbusters. Of
yeah.
Oh, that was that old 8-bit one retired. Oh no, it was made by.
No, Activision they had.
Yeah, made by Activision. Yeah.
Activision.
Yeah, that one was a good one. I mean, they even had it like all the original casts.
Yeah.
Do the voiceovers, and that's why as the groups, like, that was our Ghostbusters 3 because they never did anything, and then finally they came out with Afterlife.
Right. So, favorite game?
That's a tough one.
Come on, man. You got to have that one specific game that you're like, it's a must-play. It's a must-play. Okay, put you in the scenario. Like, we'll go back to, what's it? No, not that back. Okay, let's go a little bit more easy, because if we go to old school, people are going to be like, what game is that? But let's go, no, let's say right now. You just got out of work, going home, you walk in the door, nobody's home. Come in, come sit down on your couch, your system's right there. First game you're going to play.
Oh, and then I'm
going to
say right now, I've been playing Zelda Tears of the
Kingdom. Wow. Interesting. Is this on the Switch or is Switch. On the Switch. Now, I tried to get into the Zelda games way back back in the first Nintendo, Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, I got to play that game.
I like Link to the Past. That's the
one. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Super Nintendo.
Yes.
Yeah. So Zelda. Zelda is, what about yourself?
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm a Hell Diver.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't require, like, you know, right now at the stages of life that I'm in, I don't want to think. I just want to shoot shit, like, you know, in Helldivers, you land and you start...
Just go and kill.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go and kill.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's something, and...
This has no relation to your work, does it, buddy?
No,
is this relieving stress in some sort of way?
It's like Call of Duty and stuff, but I'd rather not play against other people. I just...
Right.
I just rather just go and...
Do your missions and stuff like that. I got you.
Personal orders.
Quiz?
I do like Zelda, but I mean Grand Theft Auto V is.
Ah, a big Grand Theft Auto fan.
I just got burned out of that.
So did I.
Now when you play with friends.
Well, yeah, we used to do that. We used to run heists. Like, I mean, I just once you buy a submarine and you go in like the yachts and stuff. It's just, I mean, and then they started going into what, running a taxi
cab. Yeah, I wasn't good at heists.
You were not good at heists.
Right? People lose a lot of money.
Yeah, no, yes. That was me. Like, we had like a core group of, like, just me and three others, and we would just, that's all we would do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were really good, and just, but I don't know. But I mean, like single player stuff. I mean, I play a lot of games. I just, it's hard to pick one.
That Texas Chainsaw Massacre one.
No.
Bro, that one gets like, when you play with friends, it gets really intense. Really intense. We played it a couple of times, and Jesus, it's... So do I. I haven't made it out yet. Kept on getting killed. And then we said, well, let's play the bad guys. It's kind of disturbing when you're playing the bad guys, man, because you're chasing the people that are trying to get away.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, kind of scars your mentality a little bit.
Oh, like just, like playing GTA and running around, ready to
work. That's totally different, right, dude? Totally different, Reedy. Totally different, right?
Yeah, man.
We got masks, we steal, and we go to a strip club, and, well, that's all I'm saying. This is the game, all right? Not real life. We have jets that get ejected when you're trying to land the plane, but that's a whole different story. But personally, my favorite, when I get home, usually sometimes, it all depends on what mood I am, but if I'm really going to go home and play, I'm a big Red Dead Redemption fan. I love playing it. It's just something about the cowboy feel, you know, the Western feel. Shouldn't say cowboy, because I learned a lot about cowboy stuff recently.
I stopped playing Red Dead, man.
Yeah, I love it.
After what happened when I responded.
Oh!
I had not played for a long time, dude.
He got slurred online.
And
because his character was...
Indian.
Yeah.
Indian.
Oh. Native American.
I respond.
Native American. Let's get it right. Native American.
But if I was Native American, what the hell was I doing in Underground?
Underground Railroad. Yeah, I remember you were stuck down there for some reason.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
What am I doing down here? Yeah, but I remember that. It was crazy.
It was crazy. I played for a long time. I just responded there.
Yeah, wow. Let's switch gears from that. That really threw a tire into my freaking interview. No, man. Cartoon, anime series. I know anime series are very big right now. Huge anime series. I mean, did you watch any anime growing up? Nothing? Dragon Ball Z, anything like that? Nothing? Really?
I think we were just... we were already in that teenage part where, like, when Power Rangers started coming out and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
so God. I couldn't get past how cheesy it was.
Right.
And I know people were like, oh, look beyond that. And I couldn't.
Look beyond that.
I couldn't. No.
Zordon loves you.
Yeah. No. I tried.
All they did was just the American version just had that group of kids, and then the rest was all.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
If I would recommend one for you, something you probably like, try it. I know it's available on, I think it's available on Hulu. Try Chainsaw Man. That is one of the most bloodiest animes I have ever seen.
Oh, you know,
Chainsaw Man.
I did watch one show, and only because it was a video game, like Castlevania on Netflix.
Okay, that's a good one.
That one was pretty good.
That was pretty deep. Yeah, but... Chainsaw Man is one that, it gets a lot of good reviews. I think it's a Japanese anime. I think it's manga. They're kind of like demon hunters, you know. And it's a very interesting anime, man. You watch that, it'll throw a monkey wrench into your system, bro. I'll tell you that right now.
I think when we were more into it was like X-Men
97. Yeah.
That X-Men's pretty good. Yeah,
It was great.
I love the way the season... Well, it is a season, right? Season one just finished.
No, season two already...
Did it?
Started. Yeah, dude.
No, it has not.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean only 10 episodes? Man, they used to crank them out left and right when we were young. Yeah, Saturday, there was a new cartoon.
Right.
No kidding. Of course, you had the cereal commercials running, and the toys lines commercials, so they were making money.
All the subliminal messages are happening.
I just love the way they brought in a lot more characters.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, speaking of the X-Men, the movie's been talking, been on pretty much the talk of the town recently. is the Wolverine and Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
That's been tossed left and right.
It's a masterpiece.
It is a masterpiece.
That means an Oscar.
It's an Oscar.
Everybody in that cast that came out deserves an Oscar.
You know, I really.
Okay, here we go. There, don't be cracking eggshells, buddy.
I really was never a fan of Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't really care to see the first one.
Okay.
Or the second one.
Right.
I think I went back and I saw the second one, and then when this one came out, I was like, all right, I'll try it. And yeah, it was good.
It was good.
And it's just, he goes over the top, and I know that's the way Deadpool
does
his thing.
Yeah.
But it just kind of, I don't know. I that's why I was like, and I've always liked it. Ryan Reynolds, like, it was hilarious in Van Wilder.
Yes.
And Blade, like, and stuff, and it was good, but
yeah,
I was like,
just that it wasn't your cup of tea.
No, but I mean, I've probably seen this one probably like.
They're watching you, buddy. They're watching you.
Well, what's up?
Well, they're watching you.
Shout out to the RGB Ghostbusters for all the good work y'all do in the Valley. Props from the Revenant Watch Paranormal team. That is my team. I am part of that team.
Yes, he is. Yeah, we're going to have to see.
Jeremy, we need uniforms.
And proton packs.
Proton
packs. We need them. I don't know how we're going to carry them when we're running through the halls, but we need the proton packs.
Going back to that Deadpool Wolverine movie, man. Things on the bucket list. I mean, having an actual Wolverine put on the mask.
Oh yes,
that just made my day, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I know what we're sitting there in the theater watching. As soon as he put it on, he goes, "I'm done." He just was like, "Wait, it's not over yet."
That's it.
That was it. I'm
That's
done.
All I needed to see.
I can die. Happy man now. But yeah, it's been a talk of the town left and right, man. You have a lot of say haters. They were like, well, they didn't really have a storyline. It was way off. I mean, the thing is, most of the Deadpools didn't really have that much of it. It was just like him killing the bad guy. That's it.
Yeah.
That was basically it. There was never a storyline in between. Even
he's gonna be part
that's you know, that's part that, you know, just enjoy.
Exactly.
I mean, they don't need to. They're not made specifically. I mean, to follow a certain thing. It's just it's entertainment. And like I know a lot of people.
Go ahead.
The Star Wars stuff.
Oh God, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, we're losing. Losing contact here. And Quez has left the building.
Acolyte is bad. Like for a lot of people. And I saw. You know, I think I've only seen maybe two, and maybe that's how bad it is, right? That isn't really drawn. But it's not. I don't know. Like I watch them, and I just watch them. I just watch them to just pass the time, and I'm not like, oh, you did not. This is not the way it's supposed to be written or whatever. It's
right. And I'm zooming in. I'm zooming in on Reed so everybody can get a mugshot of what he just said. No, just... Yes, and he got Slimer to protect him. There.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm just coming to my senses.
Did I just get possessed?
He was possessed, guys.
He was possessed. He really truly is a Star Wars.
He didn't know what he was saying.
So, are we talking about Buzz Bull?
That's what you need after the podcast, buddy. But yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot of that's one question I want to ask you also. Being the RG Ghostbusters and stuff, like, you have fans that come up to you and, you know, they take pictures of it. You're always going to get that one person. I'm not sure if you've gotten him yet. I hope you haven't.
No way.
But that one person that says, oh, well, that's wrong. This is supposed to be like this, blah, blah. You've ever been come across a critic as far as you guys done this?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's good. Good.
But, I mean, you. I think it's more the trolls online because they can hide behind their computer.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I think when we first got started and we did a strut, they're like, you know, it should be the 58 Cadillac Meteor. Like, there's no truck. It should be original vehicle. It's like, hey, man, not everybody has access to one of those vehicles.
Hey, bro, it's an RGV, bro. All right, we're not in New York, but though.
And that's kind of
RG, put a pinch of Broncos. Put a bunch of Chevy Silverados, bro. F-150s. That's all we got down here, bro.
And that's what I kind of said. I was like, it's got the Texas vibe. It's Trump.
Yeah. Right. There you go. What's this? I'm getting right here. What's this saying? Peacock saying?
I'm high. What school? There was
And oh, in high school there was a girl they called Slimer.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, oh my God.
Jesus Christ. We're not even touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Peacock. Peacock. Get off.
God damn it.
Cover his eyes. Cover Slimer's eyes.
Peacock.
Let the boy watch. No, but yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly what I was saying. You have your critics. You know, you do have those trolls that are going and so they tell you about the trucks and all that stuff. I mean, do you respond back or are you just like, you know,
no,
like,
I mean,
whatever?
That was on a, I mean, that was actually like on an actual forum. So it wasn't really like on our website, like, I mean, on Facebook or anything. And the packs, to be honest, I think, I mean, I pretty much made them as accurate as they can be.
Dude, they look amazing. They look amazing, bro.
Do they make the same noise?
Oh, dude, you should have heard when he turned it on.
Yeah, they even. I think Race needs a refuel.
Can you put it on?
It even does the smoke exhaust.
Can you put it on?
He can play with it in a little while.
That sounded really messed up coming out of Rudy's mouth.
I take that back.
cover Slimer's ears and his eyes.
Walked into that. Dude.
Yes, you did. You walked right
into
it.
Yeah, I'm a billy.
Oh, shoot. Like, here we go. Hey, got another one here. Or the RG Ghostbusters back in 1999.
College?
Yeah.
Dreams of being becoming Ghostbusters. That's what they were doing. Because they, of course, you got to get those college hours, man. What's this? Oh, and BP Boy Bro goes, turn it on. Hey, I told you guys, if you want to see all that good stuff, you're going to have to go to our TikTok page when it's up and running. So, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you right now,
exclusive, you got to go watch it there.
It's legit.
Yeah, it's legit, guys. And the vehicles outside, well, I saw when they came in, they drove up. Bro, I was about to jump at one, just take off.
Javier from King
Cuts.
Welcome
to the podcast.
I'm out. Hi, Z. Javier from King Cuts. Tuning in.
Oh, what's up, man? What's up? But yeah, man, I mean, the vehicles, like we were talking about the vehicles, we all drive by on them. It's not it's an eye catcher.
Yeah.
I mean, you're driving by. Who are the first ones? I'm pretty sure it's the adults that go crazy, but the kids, when they see you drive by, do you all turn on the lights and everything? Do you all honk? Or, I mean,
I drive with my lights on because they're street legal. They're green and yellow. Ray,
okay.
Ray, when we first did his car, we kind of wanted to have the blue and the white like the Ecto has them.
Right.
And now we figured out it wasn't a good idea because we can't drive with them on.
Right. Hard,
but yeah, we can.
So he's been slowly buying new different lights.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
So he can maybe not have those on, but have others on. So I do. I do drive with them on, but usually where we go, we'll drive together. So you'll see people with their phones like,
yeah. Speed up, Dad, speed up.
Yeah.
And then like I was saying earlier, when we go to, we have an event in McAllen or Arnold or wherever, and we have to go to the expressway, people would just honk at us.
Yeah.
Right.
Someone knows me. You know, I had a friend no go.
One of our other buddies, we do have a Ecto hearse, but it does need a lot of work. And one of those things where we wish we could do some type of rescue mission for it, because it does need work. But it is a hearse, and it has all the lights and stuff, but she needs a lot of work. So that's why she rarely ever moves anywhere. Unless it's close by to it.
So it's more like a tow and park and take pictures.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Still, man, to actually have the hearse and have that all you know, pimped out the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's amazing, bro. That's freaking.
Just needs a paint job right now and some electrical work and shocks.
Yeah, for that. It needs a steering wheel, needs wheels, needs a muffler, or not a motor.
I know it's going to be going like this the whole time.
Put a low rider
Ghostbusters.
Just for us saying that, guys, I know there's going to be someone watching right now. Hey, bro, a low rider Ghostbusters too?
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah,
oh, you're going to see one. And you guys are going to be like, dude, you should be a Ghostbuster. You see, instead of having the little machine, you got to be. It's right there, bro.
It's right there.
Oh, and guys, we're going on 59 minutes, coming into an hour with this guy, with the RGB podcast.
Hey, we'll be at night out, too. So, yeah. You can also find
There you go. Awesome, man.
October 5th?
October
5th,
where?
Here at the, is it on the
5th?
Yeah, I think it's on the 5th. On Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
And that's what I was about to ask you next.
Here at the
City Hall.
City Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is October 5th?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, guys. October 5th. Don't forget, they will be out there in West Coast City Hall.
Come by and say hi.
Yeah, go by and say hi. Say, hey, we saw you on the podcast, bro. And maybe they'll throw slime at you. I don't know.
They'll be like, this guy's a lot fatter in person.
I thought it's supposed to add 5 pounds, not take away. No, but
that's why I brought Slimer. I can look a little more
thin. There you go, buddy. Well, on camera, you look great, but I'll let you know. I'll edit it for sure at home. No, man. So, I mean, social medias, guys, where they can follow you guys and all your. Everywhere you disclose yourselves out there, what
are you reach? Ghostbusters on Facebook. We have an Instagram too, but the people just follow us on Facebook. We're trying to get people to keep that other stuff updated, but I think we stick around more on Facebook.
On Facebook.
We're just
as far as followers, I mean, has it been growing more than when you first started from?
Oh yeah. We've grown. We don't really do much posting on there, but I mean. Just then, we just kind of encourage people to share the pictures, share the love.
Awesome. Y'all need to do shorts, man, on some of your.
Well, I mean, we've tried to plan and try to do some, and we tried to do one a while back. It just never got fully edited. We were able to shoot some scenes at the San Juan Hotel before they boarded.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
It never got made into anything. So, but we do, we've been. I've been slowly buying lighting and stuff to
awesome.
Hopefully we can do something.
Oh man, well I mean if I was telling Jerry's watching right now, he's still watching. We need to invite these guys. You don't have to come in uniform. Invite them.
Don't. Yeah, he does. He do. You gotta bring that with you too. I gotta work.
I'll carry it for you.
Even though I'm the tech guy for them.
Yeah, he's the he got us right in the group. So, but I mean, I'm pretty sure if they invite, there is ever another ghost investigation,
yeah,
we would love
for
you guys
to come.
Firehouse
here, supposedly,
yeah, the Mercedes.
Well, yeah.
There's another fire.
This one here, down here.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You never heard anything about that one?
No.
That's what I
heard. Yeah, I heard it like in high school.
Jerry, if you're watching, reach out. yeah, man, but if anything comes up, I'm pretty sure Quez will throw a shout out to you guys so you guys can come on and check it out firsthand, man, just to get a feel for it. You don't have to bring your stuff. You don't know. Don't. Don't. Don't.
Bring the proton pack.
Bring the proton pack. Oh, my God. Oh, what is it? Okay, I got more people here. Hold on. Before we get out of here, I'm sorry, I said turn it on, okay. What else we got here? This is Kong should wear the pack. Shut up.
Demon says it.
Yeah, Peacock, exactly. Quest wants to get slimy.
God damn it, Peacock. Shut up, Peacock.
And Kong is a cameraman. Yeah, we're going to discuss that after. Thanks for bunching the bubble there, guys. But well, once again, thank you guys so much for coming out with us here, bro. It's an hour and 3 minutes in. Like I said, I know you said the October 5th. Are there any other events you want to toss out there and let people know?
Just follow us on Facebook because we'll be posting when we'll be at Buzzwolf Creamery sometime this month.
All right, guys. Thank you once again. I appreciate you coming out. They're not going anywhere right now, guys. I know we still got to go do a video on the Proton Packs. Oh, God. You know, some of the equipment they brought with us here. And
look what he's saying, dude.
Shut up, dude, all right? When he's not, you have to go and watch it. You got to subscribe.
Okay, no,
you got to subscribe.
I'll take
you.
I'll take you.
No, he's not. You better not say shit. Shut up.
Real bad, yeah. You're on the pirated side.
That's it. Aquí estamos la pura quita con el botan
pago.
Oh, my God. Guys, thank you once again for coming out, man. I hope you had some fun. Next time we have you back, hey, you got some more stories for us. Tell what's going on and like I said, maybe we can take you guys on your first ghost investigation just to get a taste of it, you know, a little bit. I was really proud of you in the car. You're done yet?
I'll circle the building with my drone. I'll be there flying around.
What drone? Interesting. Things just got real interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my god! And here we go. I pay rent. Shut up. Anyways, like I said, thank you once again, guys, and we will call you in the future. Come on back, and if any upcoming events,
especially that event,
And like the events are coming up, make sure you send to the Junior Podcast Messenger, and we'll post it on our page so everybody knows about it and be aware of what's going on in the future. Thank you once again for coming to the podcast, man. Appreciate it, man. I appreciate it so much, guys.
What good episode?
Ghost
hurry up a minute. I need to go put on that pack.
You gotta put no pack on, dude. Jesus Christ, man. You're not releasing shit.
He said I can.
He said I can put it up. They're off the mic, dude. I'm going to use the damn mic. So don't say anything anymore. But, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we got Rockin' Rudy on Tuesday.
Rockin' Rudy.
Tuesday. Yes, guys, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We do appreciate you. We will see you next week, Tuesday at 7:30, unusual time. Oh, and also Friday, I think next week on Friday, I'll be going live at the South Texas International Film Festival. So that should be an interesting one next week on Friday. So stay tuned for that. That should be a good one to watch. Any last words, everybody?
Guys, the video of the proton pack will be on in about an hour. Let's let you know right now.
It's not going to happen.
Yep. I want a picture. Just a picture.
You can send a picture. It's a not picture. The video. Shut up, dudes. Guys, we'll see you next week. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Let us go. Peace out, brothers.